We're at the end of Simen Tov Samach Vav. We're up to Sivav. We'll be doing Sivav as well as Sif Aleph of the next Simen. Kemach Shenofel Olav Delef. If you have flour and what you have is a leak, water is falling on it. It's dripping on it. Ein Aboli Dei Chimutz. The pressure of the droplets falling on it is the equivalent of Esek. It's as if you're working the dough, and even though this is water, and water is machmitz, the halachi is that it's as if you're working it the entire time, and it's therefore not machmitz. Vushi hadelef torid b'li hefsek. That's only if it is coming consecutively. It's not once in a while, but it's just falling one after another after another. V'yofenu miyav l'shei pasik, and as soon as it stops, you should bake it. The reason being that we're afraid that this is not Esig Gomer. We learned previously that there are two kinds of Esig. There's a Trumas Adeshen, that when you actually work a dough, there we say that even if it's sat doing nothing for a couple of minutes, as soon as you work it, you start the clock anew. You do not have to count 18 minutes that it was sitting idly, including the time before when you started working on it. That means, let's say it sat for 3 minutes, and then you worked on it, then it sits again for 3 minutes, then you work on it, you keep doing that. These three minutes are not going to keep being mitzdarev to add up to 18. Not so with Asik Kal, when you just have something that's very light. For example, in the case of radling, making the holes in the matzahs, we say that although that amount of time is not called Shehiya, where it'll become Chametz, it does not stop the previous Shehiyas from being Mitztaref. Similarly, when you have these drops of water falling on it, what we say is that it is considered an Esek Kal. It'll prevent it from becoming Chametz, but it will not go and stop the clock to the point that you start over again. So that in between the drops, you can easily have had a couple of minutes, and that if you waited long enough, they would add up to 18. So you should make sure to bake it right away. V'imu mesupik me'adelet torev olav aser. If you're not sure that it is coming consecutively in a way that it would be considered Esek, then the halachi is you have to be machmir, and the Mishnah Berurah brings the Prima Gadim who says that we are not considered baki in what is considered the torid, and as a result of it, we should not be makel. Further, Simen Tav Samach Zayin, Dogon Shenitpa Banohar O Shenofel Olav Mayim. In a case of actual dogon grain. Now, by the way, the previous halach of the kemach, where flour was dripped on, applies equally to grain. If you had a sack of grain that wasn't ground yet, and water was dripping on it, there too we say that it does not become chametz so long as it did not stop. As far as how to deal with that practically, that's really not so simple, because you would have to bake it right away, and this has to be ground. Now, but at least it would not be considered chametz. With regard to the halacha of grain that became aser because it got wet, whether it fell into the river, say you were in a boat and the bottom of the boat got wet, or that the water fell on it, kashem, so it became aser. Kashem she'asa li'achlo, the same way you're not allowed to eat it. Kach aser l'kaimo, you're not allowed to hold on to it on Pesach. Therefore, you have to sell it before Pesach. You have to sell it to a Jew and you have to let him know that this is chametz so that he'll eat it before Pesach. Obviously, we're talking about an Orthodox Jew. The Mocholani Yehudi called him a Pesach, Mocher Ma'at Ma'at Lechol Echod Ve'echod, Kreshi Kole Kodom Pesach, Shem Yasser and Yehudi Vim Karenali Yisrael. If you sell it to a non-Jew, there's always the fear that he's going to end up selling it to a Jew. There's no label on it that it's chametz. A Jew's going to buy it assuming that it's not chametz, and he's going to end up using it on Pesach, where really this is Aser. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that this is all Mi'ikar Ad-Din, that you can buy kemach min hashuk, you can actually buy flour and bake it and be mekayim shimur from the lisha, from the time that you need the dough. However, since the minig Yisrael today is that we all eat matzah that is shmur at least mishas tchina, at least when it is ground, people do not buy kemach min hashuk anymore, and they were still doing that back in the days of the Iron Curtain, days of the Soviet Union. But nowadays, nobody really buys kemach min hashuk, especially since your average flour is bleached. So people will only buy special Pesach flour. As a result of it, there's no real reason why one couldn't sell it to a non-Jew. What's the fear? He's going to sell it to a Jew? No Jew is going to use flour that he bought from a non-Jew for Pesach. I mean, no Jew uses flour unless it actually has some kind of hechsher on it. So that this halacha, that you could only sell it a little bit, would not be a problem. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brewer, comes out and says, "B'makom adchak yesh lahakol," that you could be makel only in a makom adchak. He brings it from a Shulchan Aruch Harav. That means, ideally, really, you should not be selling it to a non-Jew out of fear that he'll sell it to a Jew, even b'zman hazeh, as far-fetched as this is. It's only b'shas adchak that you can rely on the fact that no Jew is really going to be buying it on Pesach and using it to bake his matzahs.